We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, on a Wednesday afternoon. I'm going to keep you all updated, I promise, on the brand-new Jeff Katz studio and office setup. Ulrich Lifestyle delivered this beautiful, beautiful outbuilding yesterday. I posted a few more photos. Now, I love vehicles, all right? I'm just in love with vehicles, and I love folks who really know how to operate challenging vehicles. So I posted a few photos of Ray from Ulrich delivering this building. I've just never seen anything like it. And he was it. He was the team. It was just Ray. And it's beautiful, and the job they did is just amazing. And we'll be getting it outfitted with some furniture and things of that sort in the next couple of days, and hopefully be up and running pretty soon. And then I'll start doing some videos from in there, just so you can see the quality. Reminder to you that this Saturday, early in the day, they've got a big sort of clearance sale going on at Ulrich in Mechanicsville, and Ulrich down on the south side of town on Hall Street. So something you may want to keep in the back of your mind. This is where they're going to be getting rid of the floor models, basically, and bringing in a lot of new stuff. Okay, something else that's going on Saturday is a parade of sorts. So many people have talked about getting on board the Trump train, and all around America, you see these parades on behalf of President Trump. And we've got one, apparently, right here in town. It's going to be in the Richmond area. Our friend Mike Dickinson is helping to put this all together, and Mike's joining us. Mike, thanks for being here.
It's always good to be on the Beacon of Truth, WRVA, with you, the honorary mayor of Beaver Dam.
Well, thank you, sir. I do appreciate the kind words and the friendly words. So give us a little update here, Mike. What's going on Saturday?
We're having the Richmond Trump train. We're going to be meeting at 1 o'clock. Well, the train is going to roll out of the station at 1 o'clock. We're going to probably start meeting about 12 over at Mission, in the parking lot of Mission Barbecue at the corner of Glenside and Broad. We're going to be hitting some of the West End Richmond neighborhoods along Patterson, Monument, Grove, Carey Street, and some of the West End of Henrico as well. Okay. Where it's open to anybody. We're going to have some vendors there selling Trump flags and paraphernalia. It's going to be a good time. I was at one this past week up in Fredericksburg, and we had about 250 cars on that one. It was a lot of fun.
Wow. All right. So open to anybody, everybody, and it's going to be a parade, right?
Yes, we're going to be parading down the streets. I've got good word from the Virginia State Police. They're going to be keeping an eye on us to make sure that we're not interfered with or harassed or protested against. And it's going to be fun. It's just a lot of fun. It's fun to ride around with your flags up and be proud of America and be proud of President Trump. And this is one thing we can do, because right now, so many people in America, and especially in Richmond, they're scared to put up their President Trump sign. They're scared to put up their American flag. That's because of all the intimidation from Democrats, all the intimidation from people who support Antifa. And it's like, if you put up a flag or express your support for the president, you're labeled a racist, you're labeled a bigot, you're labeled all, because that's all the left knows how to do is call people names. That's their number one gameplay is names and intimidation. And this is something you can do, and you can, you don't even have to get out of your car. You can put your flags up and parade.
Wow. Well, I like the sound of that. And I'll tell you, it has been a very, very impressive sort of thing. When you look at the numbers around the country, hundreds and hundreds of people participating in these parades with cars. They had some of these amazing Trump parades on the water, Mike. I mean, there are a couple of hundred boats participating.
Yes, and, you know, it's funny, you know, if you believe the polls, you know, President Trump is way behind, but then you go out and you see the real people, and you see how there's just thousands of people that want to get out. It's because a lot of Americans, they don't have time to get caught up in these debates with the left or have names called at them. They don't want to deal with any of that. They want to live their life, and this is something they can do.
Yeah.
On their boat or their car on Saturday, where they can express and show their support. There'll be American flags, there'll be Trump flags. So it's just a good all around time, and it's something that's very patriotic, and we can all do it. Plus in Richmond, you know, is a Democrat stronghold. It's something that a lot of people feel the same way that we all feel, that America is under attack from the left, mm-hmm. but they're afraid to say it. They're afraid to do anything about it. And this is something that, If they see other people, all it takes is one person to speak out, and usually that erupts everybody. Everybody's like, I feel like that too, and they see that they're not alone, and they see that there's this vast support, and so they then end up being proud of their opinions and proud of what they want to stand for.
Yeah, you're quite correct. There is a very real aversion on the part of a lot of people to putting up signs, and there's a very real fear about bumper stickers. People used to put up bumper stickers, as you know, put them on your car. Everybody had different kinds. Nobody really cared one way or the other. But we hear these reports of these leftists seeing a Trump sticker on a car and flattening the tires or breaking the windows. It's repulsive.
Yes, and there's something wrong with some of these people that are on the left. This past Saturday, I attended a car Trump train in Fredericksburg with my good friend Nick Ignacio, the Fredericksburg Patriots. Mm-hmm. And as we rode along, it was great seeing the people cheer. But then every once in a while, you would see somebody, typically a college age girl who has blue hair or something like that, and they would have a complete meltdown because how dare they see a Trump sign or they see an American flag, and they would start standing there and, you know, jumping up and down, you know, with their making hand expressions and cursing at you. It's like the left has taught their kids to not even be tolerant anymore. And that's the only, you know, and the only way that they can achieve anything is to throw a temper tantrum.
Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right. The self-proclaimed voices of tolerance and diversity and inclusion are they're perfectly tolerant and diverse and inclusive, so long as you agree with every doggone thing they have to say.
Yes, yes. And that's the truth. I mean, even in Richmond, as I've been out campaigning and talking to people, the people on the left, they think that in this new America, one, you have to care about their opinion. Two, they're entitled to ignore yours. And three, if you don't agree with them, you're one of five things: racist, bigot, misogynist, anything. Yeah. And so that's what they think. That's how they're operating. And the problem has come from, I don't know, the indoctrination they're getting in schools, mm-hmm. the indoctrination they're getting from the media. Yeah. It's just a lot of things that are going wrong right now that have kind of derailed this generation of people that are out there doing this.
Mike Dickinson is joining us. Mike, while you're here, I want to ask you about your campaign. You're running for the city council seat in the city of Richmond, 1st District. How's it going?
It's going great. Today I got the endorsement of the VCDL. That's the Virginia Citizens Defense League, and they're the biggest 2A support. They're the biggest 2A organization in Virginia because I've been on the forefront of fighting for that. No mm-hmm. other candidates in the city of Richmond support the Second Amendment. Everybody on city council voted to take rights away from the citizens as far as that goes.
Yep.
With the schools, our schools are absolutely a mess. There was a news article that came out yesterday that said, what did it say, 21% of the students in Richmond City schools have already missed 10% of the classes, and we're only a month and a half into the school this year. So 21% of the kids, the absenteeism is a problem. Now, I don't have a PhD from Harvard like Superintendent Jason Kamers does, but I do have six nieces and nephews, and I could have told you that making kids go and sit in front of a computer every day isn't going to work. They're not going to sit there for 8 hours. It's not going to work. It's a good little theory, but as all theories in colleges go, theories in real world don't work together all the time.
Yeah.
And so
let me ask you something, Mike. Well, you raised that issue. We've got chronic absenteeism. Has Superintendent Kamers been able to blame that on President Trump as of yet?
I haven't got the emails if he has, but it's not going to surprise me if he does.
Yeah.
He's probably going to find some way to blame somebody else other than himself for the kids. I mean, and that's the sad thing. The sad thing is everybody talks about wanting to end generational poverty and the problems, but we're not doing it. We just continue to, 21% of the kids have missed 10%. We'll just keep on going. And no one's really even cares or has any sense of urgency about fixing that problem. And it's just going to be another disaster after disaster, which is the Richmond City school system. And just nobody cares and nobody wants to fix it.
It is just so sad.
Yeah.
Mike, I appreciate you bringing those issues to the front. Give everybody the details, if you don't mind, one more time for this Saturday.
Saturday, the train rolls out at 1 o'clock. You can start getting there. I'm going to get there around 11:30 or so.
Okay.
We're going to have vendors selling shirts and flags and flagpoles and signs. 1 o'clock, we're going to roll out the corner of Glenside and Broad, the Mission Barbecue parking lot. And we're going to roll out the parade is probably going to take about 45 minutes to an hour through the west end of Richmond and Henrico County, and it's going to be a great time, so come on out.
All right, and let me give you a suggestion. While you're over there, pop into Mission Barbecue, get something to eat, all right? Craig and Maria Briggs are wonderful, wonderful members of our community. Margie Pegram is their community ambassador. She does an incredible job. So while you're over there, enjoy a little nosh, as we might say in my neighborhood, all right?
Of course. You know me. I like to eat, so I'll go there.
All right, Mike. Well, I look forward to seeing you on Saturday. That is Mike Dickinson, and it is all about the Trump train, or I guess I should say it's all aboard the Trump train this Saturday, a parade through the West End, folks who support the president, and we'll see how many folks show up. It could be hundreds of people. No idea what the count will be, but we've seen them in other parts of the country. Hundreds of people. They just had one, as Mike mentioned, up in Fredericksburg. I know in Williamsburg they've got one going on this Saturday as well. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.